Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on this Friday, June the 5th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit, Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa. With me is my son, Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
And our dog, Buddy, is panting at our feet, so I'm not sure if you'll hear him or not, but he's right here joining us in prayer. The Fridays in June, hoping to remember our Anglican Indigenous brothers and sisters in Christ. June 21st is the annual National Day of Prayer and Remembrance for Aboriginal peoples in Canada. So I thought we would give that time to them and to reflection and prayer. We welcome you to join us for worship on Sunday morning on Facebook for our Christchurch video service and a Zoom virtual coffee hour or tea on Sunday morning, June the 7th at 10:30. I invite you to take a deep breath as we enjoy our time of prayer together. They crucified him. Sitting there, they watched him, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Is it nothing to you all who pass by that I'll keep a moment of silence for reflection?" Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your mercies.
Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity,
cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me to hear joy and gladness.
Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O God, our Father, who saved us by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, but as a pure gift from you,
we worship and adore you.
O Jesus, the blessed Son, who for our sake became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross,
we worship and adore you.
O Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth and gives us gifts for ministry, we worship and adore you.
A reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. To draw near, to listen is better than the sacrifice offered by fools, for they do not know how to keep from doing evil. Never be rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be quick to utter a word before God, for God is in heaven, and you upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few. For dreams come with many cares, and a fool's voice with many words. When you make a vow to God, do not delay fulfilling it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill what you vow. It is better that you should not vow then you should vow and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your words and destroy the work of your hands? With many dreams come vanities and a multitude of words, but fear God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 54 from the Message. God, for your sake, help me. Use your influence to clear me. Listen, God. I'm desperate. Don't be too busy to hear me. Outlaws are out to get me. Hitmen are trying to kill me. Nothing will stop them. God means nothing to them. Oh, look, God's right here helping. God's on my side. Evil is looping back on my enemies. Don't let up. Finish them off. I'm ready now to worship. So ready. I thank you, God. You're so good. You got me out of every scrape. And I saw my enemies get it.
A reading from Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 to 22. Brothers and sisters, I have an example from daily life. Once a person's will has been ratified, no one adds to it or annuls it. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, as of many, but it says, and to your offsprings, that is, to one person who is Christ. My point is this, the law, which came 430 years later, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to nullify the promise. For the inheritance comes from the law. It no longer comes from the promise, but God granted it to Abraham through the promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions until the offering would come to whom promise has been made. It was ordained through angels by mediator. Now mediators involve more than one party, but God is one. Is the law then opposed to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could make alive, then righteousness would indeed come through the law. But the scripture has imprisoned all things under the power of sin, so that what was promised through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In the email today, you will receive a graphic image of the logo of the Anglican Council of Indigenous Persons, ACIP, and I'd like to explain about that image and a quote from Bishop Mark MacDonald, Canada's National Indigenous Bishop, about our logo. The logo of the Anglican Council of Indigenous Peoples was designed by the Reverend Mervyn Wilfegg of the Sitka Nation in southern Alberta, inspired by words and images of the Reverend Arthur Anderson, a Plains Cree, from Panichi, Saskatchewan. Mervyn explains the logo's many symbolisms. The fish. The fish at the center of the logo is formed by the overlap of two circles, or two traditions, coming together. The Aboriginal tradition and the European tradition. The point where they come together is where Christ is to be found, represented by both the cross and the fish, which also contains the form of the Greek letters Alpha and Omega. The cross, surrounded by the four colors of the four peoples of our world, our vision is of all races coming together. The fish and the cross also contain within them the initials of the Anglican Council of Indigenous Persons. The eagle. The eagle has always been a strong image for Aboriginal peoples. The eagle feather attached to the cross comes from Isaiah 40, verse 31. For those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. If people come together, they will fly. The green in the logo represents our Mother Earth, and the blue, the waters of the oceans, that surround the continents, Turtle Island. Blue is also the color of hope for Aboriginal people. When we are watching for good weather to come, we look for the first signs of blue in the sky. Green is also the symbol of new growth. Red is the color of the Aboriginal peoples. From an article from the Anglican Journal from July of 2019, the beginning of the General Synod of the Anglican Church of Canada, the author Matt Gardner wrote, "In a changing world, Anglicans must rise to the challenge and once more become a community of disciples," in quotation marks, community of disciples. National Indigenous Anglican Bishop Mark MacDonald said as the 42nd General Synod of the Anglican Church of Canada got underway. That call for discipleship and renewal suffused MacDonald's homily at the opening worship service of the week-long meeting. The evening celebration of the Eucharist took place on Wednesday, July 10th at Christ Church Cathedral in Vancouver, blocks away from the Sheraton Vancouver Well Center, where the majority of Synod would take place in those days. MacDonald's vision of a revitalized church in part responded to difficulties that the church and the world currently face. In his homily, the bishop cited the Book of Revelation as a reliable guide to the world we live in today. For all of us, quote, "We live in a time when money has overcome the culture to such an extent that life itself has become commodified in ways that even our grandparents couldn't imagine." MacDonald told Synod members, "We all of us are living in the economy that is described in the Book of Revelation as a prelude to God's intervention in human history in a final and definitive way." He recommends four actions as a result of this sense of vision as he sees it, and we'll include the article in our attachment. Let us pray. Creator God, we give you thanks for all you are and all you bring to us for our visit within your creation. In Jesus, you place the gospel in the center of this sacred circle through all of which all creation is related. You show us the way to live a generous and compassionate life. Give us strength to live together. In Jesus' name, amen. By your incarnation and your birth in poverty, by your baptism, your fasting, and your trials in the desert, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
By your agony in the garden, by your cross and passion, by your death and burial, by your resurrection and ascension, and by the gift of your Holy Spirit, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
In times of trouble and in times of well-being, at the hour we die and on the day of your glory, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Deliver us from war and violence, from hardness of heart, and from contempt of your love and your promises. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Enlighten our lives with your word, that in it we may find our way and our hope. Thank you for the readings this morning from Galatians and Psalm and Ecclesiastes for this remembrance of our Indigenous sisters and brothers and their various needs across Canada and our role in bringing about the recommendations of the task force on Indigenous peoples, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and the act calls to action that are there. We pray for those in particular need whom we mention silently or aloud at this time. For Jen, expecting in July, Clarissa in a couple of weeks. For migrant workers, those who have recently contracted COVID-19 and for the protection of the other workers. So much of our fresh fruits and vegetables rely on their efforts. Please protect them and give them a sense of justice and peace wherever they are. For those living or suffering with cancer, for their families, pray especially for Biba, Clifford, Noah, and Rita's sister-in-law. Give thanks for a brother, a priest, dear friend Ken, who will be celebrating his 60th birthday on Sunday, and for many, many years of blessing ahead in his ministry and in his life with his wife Jill and his family. Pray for all the ministries of Christ Church as we make our way through this pandemic, and for all the churches, sisters and brothers in Christ, wherever they may be around the world, for those in leadership, for those who are struggling emotionally or spiritually, that they may know the comfort and strength of God, that in our weakness, God might be strong to see us through. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Assist your people in every land. Govern them in peace and justice. Defend them from the enemies of life. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
God of hope, if a hesitation holds us back far from you, you invite us to come closer to you in the silence of our hearts, and you make us seekers of the trusting of faith. Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear and do what you command, that the darkness may be overcome by the power of your light. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Savior has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We give God this day, this Friday, in which we remember Christ extended his arms on the cross to show his love for all people. Would not be burdened by our sins, but be lifted to new life in faith. For this day, for the compilation of all the videos for Sunday's worship, that it might be a joy to many, and for whatever weekend plans we may have, or whatever day this is listened to. May the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory in Christ, after that we have suffered a while, perfect, established and strengthened in him. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you Sunday or perhaps next Tuesday morning prayer.